So what are the sort of typical clinical scenarios you face in the first-line setting with metastatic disease, and how do you kind of sort through the treatment options?
I think the most important thing is the decision point of whether you will move on to chemotherapy or whether you will move on to hormonal therapy. And that decision is dependent on the presentation of the disease, whether it's life-threatening or not, and the estrogen, progesterone, HER2-new status of the cancer. So the woman who has hormone-sensitive disease, non-life-threatening disease, is a woman that will go on a hormone therapy approach, whether it be aromatase inhibitors, whether it be ovarian ablation plus another form of therapy. And then the next question comes as to whether you add a bisphosphonate or not based on the presence of lytic bone disease. On the other hand, the woman that has life-threatening disease, if it's estrogen positive or negative, gets treated with systemic chemotherapy. The woman who's got estrogen negative disease will get systemic therapy no matter what. And in those patients, the decision then becomes, do you do straightforward chemotherapy or do you look for some of the new targeted therapies such as Herceptin, or is this a patient that might be a candidate for a bevacizumab type of approach?
I don't want to go through all those different options, but getting back to hormonal therapy, can you kind of talk about what the pathways are that patients can take as they receive hormonal therapy and how you decide which path to put them on?
I think the main deciding point is whether the woman is premenopausal or postmenopausal at the time of her diagnosis with metastatic disease and whether she's been on hormonal therapy previously or not. So if the woman is premenopausal, and oftentimes it's a woman who has been on tamoxifen, my first approach with someone like that is to render them postmenopausal, either surgically or medically with an LHRH analog, such as Zoladex, and then to add an aromatase inhibitor. So that's a very straightforward approach. On the other hand, if it's a postmenopausal woman and she's been on tamoxifen, you have the aromatase inhibitors, you have Faslodex. If it's a woman that's already been on an aromatase inhibitor, then you can think about going back to tamoxifen or going to Faslodex as well.